Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another show to the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. Unfortunately, we have to talk about the coronavirus, but we do talk about NFL free agency at the end of the show, so that's exciting. So buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1, we're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
High fly ball in the right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, because they're free. So 224 coming hot at you guys, and so 223, and I am sitting across from my defensive coordinator, Alex Toss Me the Rock, Tossopoulos, and he's got a little message for you, because we are brought to you by
Simply Safe.
Bow, bow.
Listen, Josh, yeah. Coronavirus is a real thing.
Oh, God.
And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't. We are very much in the dark. But if it comes to a situation where the virus somehow mutates and starts turning people into the creatures from I Am Legend, mm-hmm. then you want to be able to protect your home. And what better way to do it than with Simply Safe?
Yeah.
Simply Safe blankets your whole home in safety. Outdoor cameras, doorbells that alert you to anyone approaching, entry motion and glass break sensors guard the inside. You can set up the system all by yourself, and it only takes 30 minutes.
Great.
Which is actually, I mean, it would probably take the two of us 2 hours, because we're not your average Joe. In fact, we're your below average Joes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and other than that, I mean, it's 50 cents a day and there's no contract. So you could cancel it at any point.
So what, you could have it for one day and you're like, I don't need this, then done.
You could have it for two. I mean, you could have it for three. You could have it for four.
Yeah. Now, quick question.
Yes.
I didn't take you for much of an I Am Legend guy.
It's a good movie.
I never thought I'd. Is there more to the ad read? Because I never, I'm just thrown by the I Am Legend.
Yeah, I should read the call to action.
Yeah,
go to simplysafe.com/team today, and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now, and be sure you go to simplysafe.com/team. That's simplysafe.com/team.
Okay,
back to I Am Legend.
Back to I Am Legend with Will Smith. First of all, I used to do this like funny little.
I actually read the book before I watched the movie, so I'm a fan of the.
It's a book.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, great.
Robert Neville was. He was actually white in the book. Go figure.
Yeah.
I like him better as Will Smith.
For sure. I used to do this little bit in college where people would throw me Will Smith movies, and off the top of my dome, I'd improvise a whole new movie plot line with a whole new actor involved. And then if it was a Will Smith movie, but if it wasn't a Will Smith movie, I would improvise a new plot line with Will Smith starring in every movie except the movies he starred in. So when you said I Am Legend, I originally thought it was a Babe Ruth biopic starring Cedric the Entertainer, because that was like a thing I used to say, but it's not. It's
that's very funny.
Yeah. It's
Didn't Cedric the Entertainer? No, that was Bernie Mac. That was Mr. 3000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, kind of fun fact. You've seen I Am Legend?
Yeah, totally.
And I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there have.
Yeah.
A little bit of a book spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Book spoiler alert. The vampire-esque creatures win. They take over and start their own society.
Well, didn't they win in I Am Legend, or it's kind of left?
He escaped. He sacrifices himself for the woman and the kid.
Someone escapes to survive. They escape.
Yeah, which does not happen in the book.
No,
everyone dies.
Everyone dies.
The vampires actually start to progress and begin to talk, and they actually can walk in the sunlight. Start walking in the sunlight. And it's based off of, I think, something that he did, like some of the medicine that he created, they like used and adapted and changed it.
Nice.
The woman that comes and lives with him in his home,
yeah,
is a vampire. Okay. In the book.
Wow.
And she tricks him.
Oh, I remember reading about the book.
Yeah,
I didn't read the book. I read
very different.
It.
Very different than the movie.
Yeah, wicked. Now it's all coming together. A couple of questions I have.
Yeah.
Just to maybe a couple of plot holes for me in this whole 5 minutes so far. Would the what was the ad of the safe? What's it called again?
Simply Safe.
Would that really help against these vampires? Hypothetically, you think?
Well,
I haven't used it yet. To be honest,
entry motion and glass break sensors. I imagine if the sensors are
triggered
and high powered lights.
Yeah,
that would you shine
totally,
it in there.
Yeah. Ah! Oh, great! Yeah, wow. This is good for you. Perfect. Really.
Yeah.
Really, really good example. And I had the whole I Am Legend situation, like everyone's getting turned into vampires and all that, you know, good stuff for TV, bad stuff for reality.
Yeah.
If you're like one of the final two people, does it kind of cross your mind like, fuck it, what am I doing? Just like, let's end this thing. Or are you trying to survive?
If you're one of two people?
Like, we're like the last two people,
the last two people, then we can't, like, civilization cannot continue.
We're just hanging out. We're hanging out and trying to survive. We're podcasting during the day for no one, really.
No, I mean, if there's two people left, they're both males, so there's no possibility of procreation.
Totally.
Then I'm going Blade. I mean, I'm gonna just have fun with it until I get tapped out.
Yeah, so you're just gonna go on a spree until you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. It's a fair assumption.
I mean, I'm gonna go. Like, I'm gonna die. Probably.
Yeah, there's no way you live. There's no way you kill all of the zombies.
No, it's or vampires, whatever it is.
Speaking of living and surviving, are we gonna?
Yeah, we should. I'm sure that if we talk to the author of I Am Legend, that it's probably somewhat allegorical, just like what kind of damage and mayhem a mass disease can have.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is,
and we're looking at it right now. Yeah, hysterics.
There was a guy on Twitter.
All jokes aside,
there was a guy. How old is like this Corona thing? Because I saw on Twitter that
it's
some
over
guy,
a month old, which I didn't realize that.
Is it just a month old?
No, it's longer than that. It's like two or three.
Was this someone on Twitter predicted like, hey, coronavirus, it's happening, but he tweeted that in like 2013. I mean, they're doing.
Oh, I saw that, and then he hadn't tweeted like his last. The last tweet that he had was 4 years ago, and someone was like, "They got him, right?" Like they silenced this man in some way, shape, or form.
Totally, wow.
Or at least on Twitter.
Yeah, and then
they blocked his account.
He kind of called it though. No.
Well, I watched a TED Talk with Bill Gates talking about how he was like, nuclear warheads aren't going to be what, you know, poses the biggest threat to society. What will is a mass spreading, low percent mortality rate, but high percent spreading rate disease that masks itself as a normal disease and travels across the entire globe instantaneously and causes a pandemic. And that was in 2016. So basically, Bill Gates
also called it.
Which, like, that doesn't surprise me because he's Bill Gates.
Then why didn't he? I guess he can't really take any preventive measures.
Well, no, I think he was just saying, like, he was just saying the point is that
great call.
We're going nuts about all these nuclear warheads, and I mean, we are. I mean, we're spending so much money. I don't know that much about it, but I know we spend like an absurd amount of
dollars. I'm at the tip of the iceberg as far as knowledge that goes, but I'm concurring with you.
Yeah, in my limited knowledge, someone pointed out, they were like, with one nuclear warhead, if we could give everyone public education or something.
Really?
Like something
is that really
something
the case?
Like that.
That's crazy. What are we? What is it for? Like just in case? It's so dumb.
I don't know.
Ugh, I don't want to.
But I think it's longer than a month. Like it's been like 3-ish months.
One of her, I've been going. The people I've been going to, I can't even begin to believe how sometimes I consider myself to be a smart person, because I haven't been going to the news to get my news. I've been going to our two roommates to get my news, and I don't know how well adapted they are. One of them I kind of trust, but then the other one kind of interjects, and he seems like he knows what he's talking about. So I'm kind of going based off these two guys. One of them is saying that in South Korea, and now I've totally decided, just because I've gone this far with them being my news source, I'm not going to look and read anything. Mm. But one of them has said that.
Yeah, why blur the lines here? Why not just get, you want one source, right? You don't want to muddle things. You don't want
to
complicate
CNN,
anything.
Fox, yeah. ABC, I'm all over the place. Next thing, Washington Post is posting things. Like, I don't know, like Yahoo as well. Just because my email's over there still. And I was, one of them was saying that in South Korea, it's kind of subsiding a little bit. Things are getting better.
Well, I do know that in China, there are more recovered than there are.
That's great.
Infected currently.
All right. So we've canceled.
But we were also looking at something, a graphic earlier today on our phones, and it's like 0.2%. Of people between the ages of 20 and 29, between the ages of 10 and 19, 0.2% of all infected die. So that's like 1 in 500.
That's not great, I feel.
What do you mean?
I feel like
that's like no one.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like there's 500
in
people.
In those numbers, I think, you think the flu kills less than that?
I don't know what the flu's doing. I feel like that's like the totally like, I feel like,
well,
I,
obviously like it's the biggest threat to people that are over the age of 70, right? Or have pre-existing health conditions like heart palpitations or I don't really know. I just know that like the people that I've read about who have passed, unfortunately, have been, they had other, you know, another illness or they had other complications and yeah, and it wasn't just Corona that killed them.
I feel like, honestly, though, I feel like I would feel like a total loser if, like, I got the flu now. I didn't even get Corona. Like, that's how I got sick. Like, it's so, like, fucking 2004 of me to get the flu and, like, not even get, like, the thing that's going around. Not that I want either or.
Well, but it was big. Earlier this year, it was big flu season. People were, like, going kind of nuts about it. They were like, the flu's...
When it's always flu season. Apparently, it's always flu season. I feel like every 3 weeks, it's flu season. Now, obviously, this Corona thing has spread like wildfire. Italy's fucked. There's kids that are studying abroad.
Yeah, well, now people can't... I mean, a lot of stuff happened recently in the last, like, 2.5 hours, really, in the United States.
Yeah, NBA is toast.
The NBA is
which
suspended.
Which is kind of why we're talking about it, I guess, because that's...
Yeah, that's where... Yeah.
Sports, whatever, you know.
NBA is toast. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson both... have
coronavirus.
They're in Australia. They made a statement about that.
That sucks. Yeah, you hate to see. I mean, like Tom Hanks,
first like really big celebrity to come out and
national
say
treasure.
Yeah,
would hate to see anything.
I mean, hope all is well with Tom and Rita.
As well. Yeah, of course, her too. The NBA is Rudy Gobert. Saw a video of Rudy Gobert making fun of the coronavirus. Total karma. He got it. He's patient one, patient zero in the NBA.
Yeah.
Now they've quarantined the Pistons, the Knicks,
right?
The
because
Celtics.
You know, of course, they were on like a road stretch and they played like five different teams.
Obviously, he's the one that gets it, which is crazy. I can't imagine they don't cancel March Madness. They have to. They can't fly these kids around the country.
I saw the commissioner of the Big East saying that they weren't not going to allow fans to come to the games.
There's no fans.
No, he said that they're going to allow fans.
The Big East guy?
Yeah, the commissioner of the Big East.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. It's nuts.
I bought a concert ticket for Friday night. I don't know.
I'm spooked. I'm a little bit spooked too.
I really don't want to take the party bus. I'd rather go on some guy's Lyft.
I'm not like worried. I'm not as worried about that because I feel like I know all the people that will be on there, but
party
random
bus.
People at a concert.
Yeah,
it's just a numbers game.
It's a numbers game, totally. Totally. Here's the deal with the whole
But March Madness, if it does happen, there's going to be no fans.
No fans. We have a bracket, by the way.
The NBA was going to be that same way, right, until Rudy Gobert came down with Corona, and you know, now that's out.
Well, Fred Hoiberg's in the hospital, and I know Nebraska's like 8-21 or 8-20, and they're not making the tournament or anything. You know,
do we know that it's Corona?
We don't know if it's Corona, but he went in the middle of the game. He left to go to the hospital. So, head coach Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg, formerly the coach of the Bulls and Iowa State Cyclones, now the coach of Nebraska Cornhuskers. He's in the hospital right now. Gobert is doing okay, according to Evan Fournier, their boys.
They're French. They're both French.
Yeah, and then Gobert is doing...
The French connection. The
French connection. He's doing better. But now the Jazz are stuck in Oklahoma City, which kind of sucks, if you ask me. That sucks if you're the Jazz. You're quiet. Come on. That's like the worst place to be quiet. One of the worst places.
Yeah.
That and like Waco, Texas.
But you wouldn't be in Waco, Texas for an NBA game. Wouldn't get stuck there. There's not many cities where you would get stuck. And
that's like stank on ice.
Sacramento.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Just 4 hours away from Los Angeles. Yeah. I mean, so no NBA. That's very bad.
But I think they're going to survive.
I think they're going to be fine. First of all, I think they'll be back in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. You do. You think the suspension is going to get lifted?
Of the NBA?
Yeah.
Like they're going to come back? Maybe not 2 weeks. I don't think
they will.
You think it's done for the year?
Most likely.
You see, the season's capped.
Well,
Vince Carter's played his last game.
I don't know. I mean, Silver's a guy that I trust to like make.
Yeah, the right decision.
The right decision, and hopefully it's a thing. But I just feel like, and what people have been talking about in the media, and maybe, you know, it's me just kind of buying into it, but like that it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Oh, it's not going to. It's definitely going to get a lot worse.
As far as like more cases popping up, because a lot of them are probably like just under wraps and no one knows about them yet, right? It's like a counting game at this point. It's just, you're just waiting for people to walk in to the medical facilities, and then people be like, yep, you got it. Yep, you got it. Yep, you got it. It's just a counting thing, right?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this goes. I mean, we have like...
Maybe if they suspended it for quite some time and then, you know, then afterwards they come back and say, okay, we're gonna continue.
It depends on what happens if something
happens to someone. Like I hope Rudy Gobert has a speedy recovery, but if something happens to any player who is infected, then you know that could change everything.
If big names start to get, now big names are sick, so it's also a guy in Juventus, Diego, what's his name? He's an international defender for Italy. I don't know his last name. It starts with an R.
Okay.
The guy, the defender for Juventus. He has it.
Okay.
He was the first kind of big guy, celebrity, athlete to test positive. Kind of makes sort of sense, obviously, because Italy has it the worst, you know? But now Gobert has it. We don't know who else has it. You got to imagine.
Ted Cruz, I think, has it, or was like quarantined because they thought that he had it. But it's like all these politicians. I mean, we're in peak politics season.
What
right
is
now,
he even
right?
doing anymore? Ted
I don't
Cruz?
Know. I don't know. But Bernie's staying in the race.
Bernie, good God, what's going on? Again, I can't even get into politics.
I just bring it up because like this is going to be going on while the coronavirus goes.
There's
on.
No way they could have the Olympics. There's no way.
No, it's too many people.
Too many. It's too many dicks in the dance floor. You have to kind of clear that out.
That would be really weird with no fans.
Any sporting event is weird with no fans.
But the Olympics, are they less
March Madness is weird with no fans. That's like my thing. You
are the Olympics less
the
weird? Because there's a lot of things that you don't need a huge crowd for?
Sure, but like the whole, first of all, you can't happen because you can't have everyone go to... I mean, I know Japan has done a great job. Japan's like chilling, kind of low-key. They're fine, apparently.
But if anything comes, it's an island, right?
Well, dude, you can't have people go there, especially like infected countries. Like, you can't have that. You kind of have to postpone this thing. And you have to put, I think everything should be pushed back. Like, now how far can you push it back, though? Like, how far could the NBA season be pushed back where it doesn't infringe on the next season?
Right, that's my point, is like, if we're still talking about this stuff in June, they're not going to schedule the playoffs for July.
No way. What? Free agency summer's off. It's no way. And then just jump into another season?
Yeah.
No, I mean...
So what's the deal with baseball? What's the deal with
baseball?
MLB?
Listen, here's the deal. NBA can't... NBA can afford it a little bit because they are rolling in money. I know ratings haven't been... I know, but like it's the most popular sport.
Okay.
I think. And I think they've done the best job marketing. So even like people aren't watching as many of the games, right? the highlights, the way they're monetizing in some ways, like the
younger
players.
The brands are growing.
The younger player, like, dude, like Zaire Williams is game winner. Like that Zaire, like Sierra Canyon has gotten more publicity this year and will probably have more publicity this year than, let's say, the Oakland Athletics, a team that made the playoffs last year. Is that crazy to say? No.
I mean, it's crazy to say, but it's true.
How true is that?
Yeah.
A team that made the playoffs, honestly, a team that could totally win the AL West. It's a very tough division, people think. Yeah, the Sierra Canyon has more viewers, more like hype, and the NBA. So the NBA is just like, it's a trickle down system from that. Basketball itself is just so globally massive. I mean, we talk about this all the time. It's like it's the fastest growing sport. There's, especially with Luka, Giannis, you know, all the Pascal, like all these guys, Joel.
But it's a shame. As fast as it's growing, I think that this finals experience, this playoff experience that we were. This ride that we were about to be on was going to make it even bigger.
That was going to be a great final. It was going to be a great experience. I mean, it was the first time we wouldn't have the Warriors or the Cavs.
And right, God, and just the narrative with Kobe passing and the Lakers trying to make a title run. With LeBron going for another MVP at his old age. LeBron versus Kawhi, the Lakers, Clippers, battle over LA, and then also
small ball do it.
Can the Rockets pull something together and this crazy concoction get them to a championship?
Can the Raptors go back to back without Kawhi, which would have been sick?
Or can, you know, the young gun
Celtics?
The young gun Tatum and Brown and Hayward, Kemba Walker, can they do it? Or is it just going to be Giannis, LeBron?
Yeah. Which is great.
Is it the passing of the torch?
Which is great for me.
Yeah.
Which I'm all.
So I think there's a lot of fun stuff.
Can Luka like
stuff.
Take down Kawhi? Yeah, there's all this fun stuff that can happen in the first round that we're going to, and all the entire playoffs that we're probably going to miss.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
I mean, it was so hot. Like, LeBron was totally going to win MVP. It was like a similar thing to like Garrett Cole, like kind of like Garrett Cole, I feel like should have won the Cy Young, but he didn't just because like Verlander was like, Verlander's pedigree.
Well, I think
whereas like Giannis is like, I mean, the NBA notoriously has done that to LeBron, you know, and to the MLB inversely to Mike Trout, where they don't just give it to the best player because they kind of try to spread the wealth.
But it's such I mean, it's not a fair comparison because there's less people on the court, right?
Yeah.
In basketball than on the diamond, and Trout can only impact the game
totally
in such a way. But when LeBron's off the court for that Lakers team, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough for them.
Yeah, even with AD. And the Bucks still kind of function.
Oh, for sure.
They're not, like, great by any means, but they still kind of function without Giannis.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Giannis, I think, counting stats-wise, has just been pretty much better than LeBron.
He's been unreal, but if you look at them defensively...
Giannis is great defensively.
And the entire Bucks team is fantastic defensively.
Oh, yeah, they're so...
They're great in transition. But you've got a point guard who's probably your third best player, sometimes your second best player, in Bledsoe. And then you've got a sharpshooter. I'm just saying, like, when Giannis is off the court, they've got so many more options. Brook Lopez has upgraded his game defensively this year. He's not shooting the three ball as well, unfortunately. And I know Danny Ramirez is pissed about that. But and then DiVincenzo steps up. They've got better, like, pieces, it feels like.
Yeah.
Outside of this, you know, you've got LeBron and a bunch of towering men.
Yeah, a bunch of big dudes.
Yeah.
Old guys. I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't think it's crazy because here's the deal. I think the Clippers kind of blew it in a sense. I don't know. We don't know what would have happened or what's going to happen if they do come back.
Right, but this wasn't really a long-term play for them. It was kind of like let's bring these guys in for 2 years, and then if they win a couple or they win one, maybe they'll run it back. But don't you think, that they're sitting put no matter what? That Paul George and Kawhi are sitting put?
Next year?
Next year for sure, because contractually they're obligated to. But the year after that?
I don't know, but I think that now that we can kind of take a step back and kind of like gaze, look, we watched that Lakers-Clippers game last week, and the reason they're not less talented than the Lakers, I don't think, through and through roster-wise, they just don't have any gel. They haven't played together enough. And you could kind of see that. And I don't know if this time off is going to help. I also don't know.
I know that next year.
I think they would have been a step behind.
I'm Montrezl Harrell. I'm not taking $6 million next year.
I'm taking
$28 million.
100%.
Because he's worth it.
100%. I'm going to where can I go? Where could give me some places? I could go to, yeah, I know the Magic are going to offer him a contract because they have like, they only have five big men. They want six. They want half the rotation to be big men. So I know the Magic are going to offer him something. The Cavs lose out and Drummond, he leaves. They maybe go after Montrezl Harrell, a pair with Colin Sexton. I don't know. It's a thought. I mean, teams are going to throw him cash for sure, regardless. I'm just throwing out.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I just going circling back, MLB can't afford this. They can't. Baseball can't afford to lose a season. Like, the NBA is going to come back, and people are going to be like, let's fucking go. They're going to be salivating for basketball. Right. People are pissed. No one, like, I'm pissed about baseball being done, but, like, do you give a shit? Like, I know, honestly, like, you probably care because you like covering it.
Yeah,
it's
fun.
It's, but like,
no, I like baseball. I think it's cool. And it's,
maybe it's a bad example, but like, the average sports fan doesn't really, overall, it's like football and basketball. And then some of them really like baseball.
Yeah.
You need a specific person to really love this baseball. Otherwise, everyone's going to be like, okay, NHL, I don't think it's a, NHL's like really a, it's in a worse position than baseball, but I don't think they really give a shit at this point. I think baseball's really trying, and they were,
I hope they don't cancel the Masters. That would suck.
That's on for right now. That would really suck. That's great. I mean, yeah. I'm not even a golf guy. That's great. That's great TV. But yeah, the thing with baseball is the baseball player, they were gearing up. Like, the Mets are good. The Yankees are good.
Well, and all this Astros stuff too.
Astros stuff. They're going to try to put it behind them with the young guns of the game. The Dodgers finally can bring one back to L.A.
Another Mookie,
The other LA team's competitive with Trout, and then Rendon's there. Finally, even though their pitching sucks my absolute nuts, they bring in Joe Maddon.
But how much fun, like, would New York baseball have been in California baseball?
The whole NL, California baseball, the whole NL East is the Nationals could easily run it back. The Braves won the division last year.
The Mets could be
Phillies with
the Mets could be awesome.
Mets could be awesome. There's four teams in one division that are great. The Cubs could be back. I mean, the Reds are good again. You know, there's a lot of good baseball teams out there. It's just kind of unfortunate that this is a situation where they had a year where they could kind of play comeback, and now this, I mean,
there's nothing you can do about it.
No, but they're desperate. There's a reason, like, they have an opportunity right now to push the season back, and they haven't done that. There's no way that they haven't thought about this. I mean, I know the Mariners are already not playing home games. They've already moved some of those games around. But I just, they can't lose the season.
I don't know.
That'd be soul crushing for them.
I don't know. This is switching sports real quick, but totally. I don't know how you can't, if you're the NCAA, how can you not cancel March Madness?
To. It's toast. You have to.
You've got schools that are not in session right now.
All the Ivy Leagues.
Taking all online classes. Yeah.
Stanford is done. All the smart schools are done. Like, how has nobody else followed suit? If Harvard doesn't have class, if Columbia, if, I don't know actually about Columbia, I just kind of threw that out there.
I think but Princeton.
I thought Cornell, they're good at engineering. Stanford, like these.
Or
schools,
if you're moving even the schools that you haven't, you know, you haven't foregone the rest of the semester, you're taking the only online classes. You're having all your classes online. You can't have athletes all. You can't have guys who are students first, athletes second, going and playing sports with each other. A contact sport where they're within proximity of each other.
Traveling
from place to place. Yeah, you can't have that happen.
It's got to be canceled.
Yeah.
Which sucks because we just made a sick bracket website. We've been partnered with Truth Serum, our buddies. Hopefully
we still get to do it.
Bracket looks sick. I'm bummed.
It's great. The website looks fantastic. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's for two great causes. Emerging Vets and Players, the guys who did it with last year, and Gift of Life, Truth Serum, Noah Starr's charity that he donated to, and he's saved someone's life, and he's been working with for years now at this point. So that's, hopefully we get to that, comes to fruition. But again, like, realistically, it's not going to. Like, how can you have this? Like, you've already removed fans. If the NBA has canceled and suspended, and I know it's a little different because all you pretty much have to do is play March Madness. That's it. Everything else is pretty much, you don't have to necessarily, you could kind of, here's what I would be doing. I would be canceling conference tournaments. That's it. Snooze, you lose. Drop the bracket as is, kind of get it going right now. Or push it back and do, you know, April or March or May Madness. Or do it in, or take a month off and hope this thing dies down and do it in May. Because you can't, guys can't be moving and shaking right now. If the head coach of Nebraska has it, they got to cancel this thing. That's for sure. Someone's been infected in the league.
Yeah.
You're going to keep this thing going?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, the decision makers are different people, right? So it's up to them to make that call. But I think
who can trust the NCAA? I mean, yeah. You have a bunch of bozos out there. Seriously.
But I think, anyway, and we've seen it across the field in business now, too, right? Like, a lot of these CEOs.
South by Southwest is canceled. Coachella's moved.
Are canceled. And, you know, work from home from all these big corporations. And it's
Bank of America's doing preventative, one on, one off.
It's a preventative move.
Bank of America sucks.
Because you can't be reactive when it comes to this stuff. You got to be preventative.
Yeah, totally. And we work from home now.
We always did.
We always did, but now we definitely are going to.
Yeah, are they going to stop having our actors? Are we not going to be able to audition? Self-tapes only? We kind of self-tape only already, but...
I've gone in back-to-back weeks.
For commercial stuff?
No. I went in for a film last week.
Oh, that's right.
Remember the film? Here's what I was...
I actually don't remember, but okay.
I went in for this movie last week. I'm not going to, you know...
You can't say it.
I can't say details. Yeah, and I can't really...
You signed an NDA.
Yeah, I pretty much had to leave it at that.
But you might have.
It's a verbal NDA. I mean, as an actor, you really can't, like... It's kind of a dick move if you go around spreading... It's kind of a dumb move if you go around telling people what you auditioned for.
Right, especially if you don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's just like, what happened to that... Did someone brings it up? They're like, what happened to that audition about that...
That's so dumb.
That kid who, he's... You know, he shoots a hoop and scores and wins for his team.
Any of my buddies
that was
the
worst movie ever, by the way.
Yeah, terrible. I feel like I saw that. It was Air Bud 3. One of my buddies, when they go, oh, how any auditions lately? Kind of try to kill it and be like, yeah, I had this one, but you know how this thing goes. It's a crapshoot. I did my best, and that's it. I kind of leave it at that. I never get my...
That cannot be the mentality to the...
You can't go into the room like that.
No, I'm just saying the medical companies, pharmaceutical companies who are combating coronavirus.
You kind of got to get in there right now. Yeah. We were like, as a house, to bring it, like, our roommates are getting a lot of feature on the show. We were talking about, we may sound really dumb here too. We were talking about what we should be investing in. You know what I'm saying? Do you remember that?
Yeah, we were saying the pharmaceutical companies that are furthest along in creating some sort of combative drug against corona.
That's the one we should be investing in, which kind of sounds smart, but like also I think the articles we were behind on.
Yeah.
I think it seemed like these, like...
No, I think they were credible sources. I just think they were from like 10 days ago. I don't know.
Much at that point, the market changes in minutes from what I've heard.
Well, it's like... It's taking a landslide right now.
Yeah, it's toast.
It's snowballing.
I'm looking at... I want to go buy...
It's officially a bear market, in case you guys weren't aware.
I went to go try to buy Amazon stock. That's still really expensive.
I thought about bear roaring for a second there, but I didn't. I held back.
Oh, bear. What is that?
No, like roaring like a bear. Ooh, gosh. That's like... That sounds like... a little bit like Gollum, a little bit like Smeagol-esque there.
That's Gollum getting it down, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. That's my impersonation of that. Anyway, back to Corona virus. So NBA done, NHL up in the air, no fans. MLB, no word, mum's the word. And we kind of segue this into the next part of the show. NCAA, no fans, by the way. We think it should be canceled. May not be if it isn't March Madness bracket coming to you guys tomorrow. We're going to launch it tomorrow. Soft launch tomorrow. Soft launch tomorrow.
Pending,
we'll wake up and see how the bread smells in the bakery. Mm-hmm. But you know who's weirdly benefiting from this? If any sports brand is benefiting from it, that could benefit from this. Sorry, think about who's next week could benefit from this. It's a question for you.
Fighting?
I feel like no.
Yeah, I would. I'm guessing. I feel like that's don't kind think of so like, either.
That sounds messy to me. But NFL. NFL's in the offseason. Free agency hits next week.
Off the field. To steal all the news.
Yeah, totally going to steal all the news. That's all that anybody's going to have. Like, what else is... I mean, you already kind of seen ESPN kind of doing it.
Help me, Tom Brady. You're my only hope. He's a bit of an Obi-Wan Kenobi in this
situation.
Totally,
yeah. 100%. I mean, could be a Vader. We'll see what happens. For me. You had to go with the stars. But the NFL has, like... They have the draft, they have free agency and pro days, and CeeDee Lamb was sick, by the way, at his pro day. No surprise there. And so now they kind of totally steal the spotlight for lack of anything else to be covering.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, you're totally right.
Yeah, and so at this point, at this juncture, I think we've, if you have any other words on coronavirus, we could always circle back to it after we do a little NFL free agency.
No, I don't think so.
Has your mom been texting you to wash your hands, or is that like a totally Jewish thing?
No. She called me today and I answered, and it was a butt dial. So no, she didn't. She didn't. Yeah. No, she does it all the time, actually.
Yeah, my mom.
She does that all the time, and she's like always talking about like interior design stuff to some woman or like.
Have you ever butt dialed somebody? I don't think I have. I actually know I haven't.
Maybe.
I know I haven't.
Not like, I don't know. I've probably like, I've definitely misdialed.
My parents do it all the time.
Like hit someone else's number, but then I see that it's someone else's number and I end the call.
Yeah, that like sloppy fingers for sure. That happens. My mom butt dialed me the other day and she was like yelling in the back. I'm like, hey, what's up? Get back inside.
I think it's kind of like a mom thing where it's just like you've got the contact in front of you. Like she probably like pulls up your contact and is like,
she's like,
should I call him? I don't want to bother him. I'll call him.
No, you know my parents. They don't.
This is the third time. This is not. This is the third time. She's like, no, I won't call him.
I won't call him.
And then she puts her phone in her pocket and she calls you because it. But I don't know. Like it.
She was yelling at my dog to get inside. I was like, "Yo, mom, is everything all right?" I was like, trying to yell on the phone.
But you couldn't hear me. I definitely have had my phone in my pocket. Been on my headphones on a call,
yeah,
and it get muted because like it rubs up against my leg or something. Like I don't know, it's in my pocket.
I've had like Instagram pop up and open and like videos play or YouTube.
And you like weirdly comment on like four people's Instagram posts.
Oh, that's terrible. That's weird. At that point, you gotta leave it. Instagram is too professional, in my opinion.
Is it?
Yeah,
is that why you've transitioned to TikTok?
I've tried to become.
It's less professional, little cousin.
I was TikTok famous for last week, and now I'm not. Now I've hit a rough patch. I'll figure it out. I'm not
worried. How fast they fall.
Yeah. Flash in the pan, my 15 minutes of fame.
You're about 10 years too old for it.
Yeah, realistically. Those kids are young. There's some children on that. I'm like, not like, I don't mean to say it like that. I'm like, hey, just look at this video. I'm like, how old are these kids? How old is it? Then you get one guy.
How old are these kids?
You get like a bunch of kids dancing, and then you get like the construction guys who weirdly get a lot of views.
I kind of am about like
I'm into the construction guys,
or just like office setting where like an entire office comes together for a TikTok, for like a social media app that probably has no relevance to what they're doing at work, but they've all done this choreographed dance about whatever.
You've seen that?
I'm just saying I've seen yeah. Mostly construction workers.
The construction workers. What's up with the police? Did you know, by the way, the FBI has an Instagram account?
I didn't, but you told me, and I took a gander at it, and it's
weird.
It's interesting. All the posts are like very much FBI posts.
Someone's getting cuffed. What the fuck was that? That's like that. How can that be a thing?
I don't know.
That's crazy. I'm like into it a little bit, but like it's still weird.
How many DMs a day do you think they get?
Great. Can you DM them?
For sure.
I'm gonna totally DM them when we get off.
Well, they're definitely verified, so they're not gonna see it if you're not verified.
I'm going to save it then. I'm going to
till when you get verified, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if I ever get verified, I'm
going
to...
Then the first person you're DMing is the FBI.
For sure. I'm going to hit them with the...
Hey, what's up? Need any agents? I'm available.
Just a what up.
They're not going to say anything.
Just like a what up. One of my buddies just got rejected from the FBI.
What does that mean?
Like he applied, he did not get it.
Do they tell you what? Like
they say no.
Like, they say no, and then in 3 months they kidnap him and say, "All right, your training starts now." Or something. I don't know.
Right, so that could
my only like awesome. Experience again. I don't even think it's the FBI. I think it was the CIA. But that show on USA from way back when, Covert Affairs. You ever watch it?
No, I was like, which is I don't. I only had.
I mean, it wasn't great.
Yeah,
it was like Burn Notice, but the lead was not that guy.
Burn Notice. The Burn Notice guy.
It was not Jeffrey
me.
Donovan. Yeah, Burn Notice, I think that's his name.
The Burn Notice guy looked pissed.
I loved that guy.
Yeah, he looked mad all the time.
If you're gonna defuse a bomb with just your hands, here's what you're gonna need. He was like MacGyver. He was like douchey MacGyver. That's what he was.
So douchey.
He was like South Beach MacGyver.
He was not. He didn't. He was the mean guy in Hitch, right?
Yeah. 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 He was like the schmuck that like wanted Hitch's like 2 cents, but then just wanted to hook up with girls.
What's his name? Les?
I don't know.
His name's Les something.
Is it?
Yeah.
If you've remembered his name, that would be really impressive.
Les? Look it up. I'm going to transition into football, but you could hit me back on that. It's something like that, I think. I don't know why I remembered that name.
Okay.
Anyway, so football, here's the deal. Free agency is coming up. We obviously are not going to get into
his name's Vance.
Oh, Vance, last. Oh, I knew it was something. It was douchey like that. Vance.
The quote that pops up is, "You see what I'm doing? This is what I'm about. Power suit, power tie, power steering. People can wince, cry, beg, but eventually they do what I want."
Vance McDonald? No, it's the tight end of the Steelers.
Speaking of the Steelers.
Okay, free agency. Here are like my top 11 free agents for the offensive side of the football.
Okay.
Brady, Tannehill, Cooper, Henry, Derek, then Hunter, Bridgewater, Jameis, Joe Tooney, Jack Conklin, Melvin Gordon, Austin Hooper. Those are like the big names. Now, I left Dak off because I think there's no way Dak's not going to sign. Mm-hmm. Or get tagged, at least, by the Cowboys.
He's going to get tagged.
I think he had. Then tag, then sign.
Tag, you're it.
Defensive side of the football, Jadeveon Clowney, Eric Armstead, by the way, no one's talking about. Great guy in the Niners, Matthew Judon, Byron Jones, Anthony Harris, Dante Fowler Jr., Chris Harris Jr., Corey Littleton, linebacker of the Rams, formerly James Bradbury of the Panthers, Bud Dupree of the Steelers. And then I didn't include Yannick Ngakoue, A.J. Green, Chris Jones, Shaq Barrett, Justin Simmons. All those guys are going to get tagged. I think, speaking of the tag, I mean, I think everyone kind of knows what the tag is, right? Franchise tag. It's become very popular where you could franchise tag them, and then you can negotiate a contract, or they're open to sign with anybody, but if they sign with another team and the other team has to give up 2 first-round picks, that's how it goes. If you franchise tag a guy and then somebody signs them, you have to give up 2 first-round picks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, or you can transitional tag them where you have the option to match the offer sheet kind of deal.
Like a restricted free agent.
In the end. Basically. Yeah, totally. Like that. Exactly like that. Justin Simmons and the Broncos is going to get tagged.
For sure.
I would be interested to see if they come to a deal with him. I hope they do. Shaq Barrett is the number one, has to be the number one tag candidate because you have to see if this guy's for real. You can't throw, he led the league in 19 and a half sacks last year. You can't throw the guy a boatload of money, though, unless you know it's legit. It's a breakout year. Talk about a time to have a breakout year.
I mean, if anyone knows that he's legit, it's them, right? I mean, it's their defensive coordinator.
Todd Bowles, yeah. Is he fit in the system? If he's great again next year, then you're chilling. Now, do you bring back Ndamukong Suh? He's great. Can you bring him back on a cheaper salary? Hopefully, because you're going to have to pay a quarterback. Right. I think the Buccaneers.
Well, he is, what, 35 at this point? 34?
He's got to be younger than that.
Not by much, though. He's
31. I don't know. He's still productive. It's not like he's unproductive. I think he's.
No, I'm just saying, like, you can swing it, right? You can swing the age for he's 33.
So you could swing it for a smaller deal? Yeah. Totally. I think they have to franchise tag Shaq Barrett and hopes that he reproduces and they can give him a deal next year. I think that's the move. Bruce Arians has talked about a total emphasis on defense. Apparently, the Buccaneers, I'll say my top 5 teams to watch because the Buccaneers are number 1, Pats number 2, Titans number 3, Colts number 4, Jets, Giants, I cheated a little bit, half and half, number 5. The Buccaneers the number 1 team to watch because apparently they're all in on Tom Brady. So reports say. So who isn't that? Everyone that wants a quarterback is in on Tom Brady. I think it's a mistake. I think it's a mistake for anybody to go after my man Brady other than the Patriots. It just doesn't. And I'm not saying because I don't want him to leave. At this point, to be honest with you, I'm indifferent. I love Tom. I would hate to see him in a different uniform. But it's bound to come to an end sometime. And what more could we have asked for as Patriots fans? I would love for him to come back. It'd be nice. But if he leaves, I'm not going to, like, it's not the end of the world. I just think it's a dumb decision on both parts. If you're the Titans and you're running the play action so effectively and you have Derrick Henry. And
he's a downgrade, I think.
In the system, at least.
In the system. No. Totally. Not saying he's a worse quarterback than Ryan Tannehill at the time. Currently.
You're 100%
I don't
correct.
Think he is, but he's a downgrade for what they need offensively.
You can't not.
They
not.
Need those 50 rushing yards a game from Tannehill. They needed that.
It's the rollout.
They need the potential of a QB getting 7 on the ground on third down. They totally. Need that.
Yeah, the bootleg, all of it makes so much sense.
It's a great play action passer too.
They need it. He's young, and it's like for me, the Titans are in a position where he gets the tag. They sign it. They say, "Fuck it, we're signing Henry." sign him. Listen, if pay him, Zeke got paid, pay your man. Because if you don't pay him, he's going to sit out, and it's going to be nonsense for both sides of everything. He crushed it for you guys. Reward your guy. Give him like a hopefully give him like a 4-year deal, like $50-something million. Call it a day. I doubt. Maybe he'll probably want it a 5th year, maybe more money. But that'd be like, you know, 4 years.
What is that?
Million.
The 5th year, he's looking at like he's like 32.
31, yeah, which is like fair at this point. Call a spade, take your money and run. Tannehill, you franchise tag to make sure of a similar situation to Shaq Barrett that he's legit. You don't go anywhere near Brady. You run it back with Tannehill. That has to be first and foremost, or you flip it at the very least. You pay Tannehill and you tag Derrick Henry, which is I wouldn't do it probably, but they're probably going to do it. I'm a bit of a risk taker. But they're going to bring both those guys back regardless. You can't bring back Brady. It just doesn't fit the system. It's an athletic downgrade.
They don't have enough offensive weapons even with the weapons that they have.
Yeah, it's done for Tom.
I know AJ's going to get better and he'll take the step and be their number one guy next year.
Corey Davis the number 2. They'll probably get somebody to bring in, hopefully, to push A.J. Brown. I don't know, or to go across.
And Jonnu Smith will step in as the starter.
He's fine. Yeah.
And, you know, Delaney can take a back seat.
And if you tag Derrick Henry, maybe you sit there at 29 and go, fuck it, we'll take Jonathan Taylor, who can kind of not have to carry a lot of the load this year.
But be able to run in a similar style as a spellback, if you need him to.
He's fast as hell.
Yeah. But he can power run, too, right? Yeah. I mean, he's obviously not Derrick Henry. No one is. But,
yeah.
But
my thing with Derrick Henry is like we grew up watching Alexander, LT, Prius Toms, AP, all these guys, Clinton Portis, take massive hits and carry Marshawn, carry the rock and have rely on the game. Why all of a sudden can guys no longer do this? I feel like he totally can. I feel like you could totally have an offense based around Derrick Henry, kind of like the Vikings did when Adrian Peterson crushed it for them, like, you know, for 2,000 yards, except you actually have a quarterback and you have weapons.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like
not great, but
Zeke
good weapons.
And Derrick Henry are kind of like running backs of old, like at least their style. And
I don't
doesn't
think we should be next. I think it should. I think it should be celebrated and utilized, honestly.
For sure.
And then I think the issue with the Buccaneers and Brady is that Brady, you're 43. You're going to learn a new system. The only system worth learning though is Bruce Arians, because people tend to flourish as long as you don't make mistakes. Like, Jameis Winston, for all intents and purposes, flourished in everything that Arians could really control, except he made mistakes.
Yeah.
You have Chris Godwin. You have Mike Evans. You have O.J. Howard. He's still there. They haven't traded him yet. They need a running back. They can go and get one, right? Totally. They could go get Melvin Gordon, Tom Brady.
And maybe if they go get another running back who's actually good, Ronald Jones takes another step forward, because he took a step forward this past year. I mean, it was a huge disappointment 2 years ago.
Number two back.
This is rookie year, but yeah.
And I just think Teddy Bridgewater has to be the guy. I think you have to. I mean, he doesn't have the firepower that Jameis does to kind of go for like 500 yards. But he plays.
But is that what they want though? Like,
no, because their defense is good. First of all, their defense would have been in top 10 defense probably if they weren't on the field more than half the time, because Jameis kept turning.
Well,
their
run defense still was the best run defense in the
exactly.
league.
Exactly. So you want to put an emphasis on defense. Sometimes you have to have a safe offense to have a better defense. And Teddy Bridgewater exemplifies that. He was great for the Saints last year. He's great weapons.
Very much that game manager type that we talk about.
Yeah, he doesn't have Mike Thomas, but he has Mike Evans, who's still a top 5 guy, top 6 guy.
And then Chris Godwin,
and then Chris Godwin
is miles ahead of any Saints second receiver.
Exactly. And O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. He's got. And if they bring in a running back, whoever they bring in, you could bring in Bridgewater, and you could bring in Melvin Gordon in that case.
Yeah.
I think that's the Buccaneers' move. Bring in Melvin Gordon, tag Shaq Barrett, bring in Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
That'd be my move there. Brady, I think, should stay just because it doesn't make sense for him to leave, but I would be interested. The Bucs are a player there to watch. Who else do we have on this list? I'm curious to see what happens with Amari Cooper, because Derrick Henry, I think, is going to stay. Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper are two big tight ends, and they kind of have to be the finishing touches on teams that are competitive.
I think they're gone, both of them.
Yeah, I think they're gone too. Now, I don't think you guys are going to have the money after paying. You have to pay Dak. You had to pay Cooper. So it would have been interesting to see you guys go and get Hooper or Henry.
Yeah.
But I don't
I mean,
think
I think of the
to.
Two, we would have been able to, like, Henry is the easier get, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know. I mean, they're both battling. They're both coming off of incomplete seasons, right? Henry has the long-standing injuries that have been a problem. Hooper, the one this past year, but other than that, not as much. So I don't know, like, exactly what the contracts are going to be for each one of those guys, but I would imagine that Hooper's probably going to be, he's going to demand more.
I think they're going to, I think the Patriots are going to snag one of them. I would love to see the Cardinals go get one of them. Maybe.
Why?
Dark horse. Why? Get some weapons for, get more weapons for Kyler. Get a tight end for him. I don't
know. Does he need tight ends though?
Yeah, everyone can use a tight end.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And they're good. They're both good receiving tight ends.
Tight end, yeah. Hunter Henry, it's coming off an injury. Set career highs. You know? Or if you're the Chargers, bring him back because you're probably going to have a young QB.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have great cap space. They're top 10 in cap space, Chargers. But I think Hooper's going to go to the Pats, too. I think the Pats go get Brady back, and I think they get Austin Hooper. There's a lot, and the Texans have a lot of cap space too. Look, for the, if Hooper doesn't go to the Patriots, he goes to the Texans. I think the Texans could be the Texans,
yeah,
the
they
Cardinals,
could,
the
if
Chargers.
They could upgrade from Akins and Fells.
No, yeah,
that would be.
They did
be huge
sign. They did just sign Fells. I think it was Fells. It was 2 years, 7 years, two years, $7 million deal.
Yeah,
just as a safety net, but still.
Well, but they use two tight end sets all the time, especially
the time.
In the red zone
for sure. I think they're gonna go get him. I think Bridgewater goes to Tampa. Jameis, I think Jameis is gonna go to the Chargers.
Okay.
No fans. You need a splash. You got to chuck and pray. Someone's going to.
That's exactly what Jameis does.
You got to chuck and pray with Jameis. Someone's going to do it. It's going to be them or the Colts. And the Colts don't get Rivers. I think that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't know who else is going to go after either of those guys. Can't imagine. No way. No way in hell Belichick's doing it. No way in hell. I'd be shocked. I wouldn't even be mad. I'd just be shocked. It's just so not his style.
Right.
And no way. If Arians wanted him back, they would have brought him back already. I don't think they want him either.
Mm-hmm.
I think Arians actually would rather draft a quarterback if they miss out on everybody. If they miss out on Bridgewater, if they miss out on Brady, if they miss out on all these guys, I think he'd rather draft a quarterback than bring back Jameis.
Well, at that point, if Jameis hasn't signed somewhere, he could probably get him
for 1 year, 20 mil.
Yeah.
For a 1 year stint, maybe. That's a good point. Joe Tooney, Jack Conklin, right? You got to look at these teams.
Important offensive linemen. Yeah.
The Giants have to get one of them.
Yeah.
Conklin
is there.
And the Jets have to get the other.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying watch these New York teams. The New York teams have to go get one player on both sides of the ball, at least top 10.
Line on both sides, right?
I think the Giants are great situation cap space-wise. They don't have Saquon locked up for a lot of money. They are fortunate they could sit in the young QB money with Daniel Jones, right? You have to go throw some money at Conklin, even if he's not his all-pro self, even if he's good. You're chilling and go get Jadeveon Clowney. I think Jadeveon Clowney is going to be a Giant. I think it fits. It just makes sense. He could play. Mm-hmm. Listen, he could play kind of anywhere. 4-3, 3-4. They run a 3-4. I mean, he could kind of crush it for them. I think it's a good move for the Giants. Start building there. You get Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
Then you could kind of sit.
A franchise that has had a lot of stud defensive ends, too.
Totally. You could totally sit there at 4. You could go Isaiah Simmons, kind of pair him in the middle.
Mm.
You could go Derek Brown, whoever you want.
Yeah, it'd be good. That'd be nice. Either one of those guys would be
Brown
would be awesome. I think he's so good.
I think Brown's great. I think the Dolphins trading up to 3 is a real possibility, or someone trading up to 3 for Tua.
Yeah.
So Burrow, Young, Tua, boom, boom, boom. Okuda Matata.
Right.
For the Giants.
They need a DB.
Hell yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
So I think they go get Clowney. I think they get Conklin. I think the Jets get Tooney. I've been seeing a lot of that. I wouldn't be surprised either way. The Colts could kind of make a move for one of them if they let Costanzo go. Dolphins have a ton of cap space
right.
And 3 major picks. So I'd be curious to see if they go after one of the offensive linemen. And then Melvin Gordon, it kind of has to be a finishing touch. I mean, the Chargers, in one sense, lucked out. They saw Austin Eckler kill it, and they gave him the money. Didn't have to spend twice as much money on Melvin Gordon, and they can let him walk.
Right.
So you're looking at the Lions maybe going after Melvin Gordon.
Interesting. I mean, they have who we thought was going to be their guy.
Carry on. They go double trouble. I could see that happening for them. Who else can I see going after them that kind of – need some finishing touches.
Well, I was talking about the Bucks.
The Bucks. That's who I think is going to get him eventually back. I'm just throwing out other teams. Texans also have a ton of cap space.
Yeah.
They're a good fit for him. And then I think let's say the Jets don't get Clowney, he goes to the Giants. I think the Jets have to turn around and go, what can we give up for Yannick Ngakoue?
Mm-hmm.
Can't give up a first round pick. You need that. You need the 11th. That's not in the cards. Can we give up a second round pick next year and get Yannick Ngakoue? He's worth it, in my opinion. A.J. Green is going to get tagged and traded. I think I would like to see the Packers go make that move. Fuck it.
Be nice for them.
Get stock up, take their 30th pick, use it as a defender, get AJ Green, pair him with Davante Adams. I think it'd be great for them. Maybe he's not going to cost that much. Maybe a third round pick. Maybe the Niners do it. Let Emmanuel Sanders walk. You bring back AJ. Bring on AJ Green.
If the Cowboys can't wrangle in Cooper, could you see them going for him?
Totally. Or the Bills. Yeah. If the Bills miss out on Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Bills are going to go after Cooper hard. And the Eagles. And the Eagles could be a player for AJ Green. I think it'd be dumb for the Eagles because it's too risky as far as injuries go.
With everyone else on the team.
Everyone else, you know, being injury prone as hell. I think the Eagles, they'll make a play for Byron Jones. We've been seeing that left and right. I think the Eagles and the Cardinals, the Bird teams, and the Seahawks are teams to watch for Byron Jones, especially if Jadeveon Clowney walks. Jaren Reed is also a free agent, missed the first six games, kind of didn't come back to the way he was in 2018 for the Seahawks, so they could kind of get him, bring him back on a cheaper deal, which is great news for them. They're going to go after Ngakoue too, just how much you're going to give up. Matthew Judon and Bud Dupree. I think Bud Dupree's going to go back to the Steelers.
Yeah. I like that.
I think I like that too.
I think they like him a lot.
He was great last year for them. Crossing
I think he's really – I think he's undervalued by the rest of the league too. I think they kind of know how good he really is, and they're going to capitalize on that.
Absolutely. And then it's kind of interesting to see Littleton's great. Someone's not going to throw him a ton of money, but he'll get some money. Arik Armstead, though, is also cash flow. He's a guy to watch. The Browns have a lot of cap space still, somehow, even with all these big players.
Kirksey's leaving, so.
Yeah, Littleton could be a guy for the Browns.
Yeah.
I would love to see the Browns continue to beef up the defensive line and go after Armstead, even though they have some players there. You can never have enough. Look what the Niners did. You can never have enough rotational guys in the defensive line. Even if the Bucs decide to let Shaq Barrett walk,
Throw guys up the middle. It's only going to make Myles Garrett that much better.
Yeah, and he's back. So,
right.
That's kind of the free agency talk. Anthony Harris is in there, and Matthew Judon. I think he'll go back to the Ravens, but the Ravens have a habit of letting guys walk. So he's another name, another great edge to watch. And Anthony Harris is a safety. He's kind of a finishing touch. He's 29, coming off two great years. But 29-year-old safety, he has a couple years left. He's not going to get big bucks. So if you have a finishing touch, you could throw him a little higher salary for the next 2 years to make a Super Bowl run. I think a team like that does it.
Cowboys could look into.
Yeah, for sure. If he's willing to take a slight pay cut,
yeah,
get a little underpaid, go with Amari, go with Dak. That'd be like the third big guy they'd get. That'd be nice for that'd be great.
Yeah.
That would subsidize.
Especially because Byron's leaving.
Yeah. Byron's leaving. You probably draft CJ Henderson or Diggs or Christian Fulton, whoever's there, the cornerbacks that you really like. CJ Henderson tested great, so he's going to go pretty high.
He's awesome.
But yeah, that's kind of how I feel about NFL free agency. And I guess it's how we feel about Corona.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No, I hope anyone that has it recovers speedily.
Yeah, it gets better, seriously. It's actually not that funny.
And then,
we're not funny at all.
Yeah, and that March Madness still happens, and that we kind of wrangle in the scare if it's possible.
I hope we move past this. This is just annoying.
Yeah.
Sad and annoying.
Yeah.
Hope it's a blip in the radar, not like an important note in history. The fans out there.
I hope it's just a potential robber who's like encroaching upon your home, but then he gets scared away by your Simply Safe home security system and then goes away, rather than someone who actually tries to make the full on effort and bust down the door.
Like happened to us last year.
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, somewhat. Not busted down the door when we were home. Because if we were home, that wouldn't go down so smoothly.
No, it would have been different. It would have been a different story.
Is that Starsky and Hutch?
I don't know. Huggy Bear?
Huggy Bear, yeah. Fans out there, drag wheel feet and bounce around the full camera. That puck, hit that putt, hit your BKs because they free, hit your free throws. Watch us.
Wash your hands because they free.
Yeah, wash your hands because they free. We out you. We love you.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
Yeah! It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.